What's going on, guys? Daily here, and today we're going to be talking about the upcoming Star Wars schedule. In my opinion, Star Wars is looking worse than ever. I think we're honestly kind of doomed with Star Wars, and Disney really has just messed up this property to the point where if they don't salvage it soon, the fan base is gone. And I would argue that at least one-fourth of the fan base has already left the building. We've already probably lost one-fourth of casual to extreme Star Wars fans from Disney's mishandling of the Star Wars property. This is something that I've been feeling for a while now, and I really just wanted to come out and talk a little bit about it. I'm a diehard Star Wars fan. The original trilogy I love the prequels. The sequel trilogy, I really tried to get into. I really, really did. And I gave it the benefit of the doubt. I continued to support it and I continued to watch it. I think there was some good to come out of it, but overall, it was a net negative for me. Now, with the sequel trilogy being over for a number of years at this point, and Disney Star Wars shows being either pretty great to pretty terrible, we're at a weird limbo with Star Wars. I can't tell you the number of Star Wars movies that have been scheduled to release that have been canceled at this point. Del Toro had a movie, Taika Waititi had a movie, the guys from Game of Thrones had a movie. All of these different directors and writers have had their shots at Star Wars movies over the past few years, and almost all of them have lost their opportunities for these Star Wars movies, or they've been put on a permanent hiatus to the point where it's like, are we ever going to see another Star Wars movie ever again? It seems like right now, Star Wars seems to be banking on Dave Filoni alone. He is the one who is in charge of Ahsoka. He's worked on a lot of The Mandalorian with Jon Favreau. It's like Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni or bust at this point in time. And I think that's great because they're two good directors who have done great things for Star Wars. But overall, we need more variety in Star Wars. They're kind of just telling the same tales over and over again now in different ways. I feel like a lot of people don't really love to digest Star Wars in television format, and people are yearning for a movie to come out that just seems like it never will come out. They're too scared to commit to a Star Wars movie now after the last few just didn't do that well. Disney feels like it's not something that's worth the investment because of their past failures with it. Now, in terms of the Star Wars series, I actually do like a number of them. I really like The Mandalorian. I was fine with the Book of Boba Fett. It was kind of a middle ground for me where I watched it. I was like, this is pretty good. I didn't love it. I really loved Kenobi. I know that's controversial. And I thought Andor was good too. But a lot of those shows are really hit or miss for a lot of different people. And now Ahsoka is getting a ton of praise, but that's pretty much all Star Wars has now. The Mandalorian Season 3, a lot of people didn't like. And it seems very strange the direction they're planning on taking it. And we're not even sure what's going to be going on in Season 4. Not even sure if it's worth going into Season 4. It feels like that show is kind of adrift right now. And the upcoming Star Wars schedule that I have pulled up right here, it's rough. It is rough. Skeleton Crew, release date 2023. As of writing this article, it's unclear if it's going to be pushed to 2024. Then we have The Acolyte, 2024. Andor Season 2, 2024. So three Star Wars shows coming out in 2024. And then after that, three untitled Star Wars movies spanning from 2026 to 2027. Yeah, call me when that happens. That is not happening. But I have to say, the only one of these shows that I'm really, really excited for is Andor Season 2. The other two I don't really care about. So Skeleton Crew, set in the same period as the majority of the Disney Plus Star Wars shows to date, Skeleton Crew is understood to be an 80s Amblin Entertainment style sort of four kids who find themselves lost in the vastness of the galaxy trying to find their way home. So a lot of people are basically comparing it to the Goonies, but in Star Wars, which I'm so sorry, I just don't care. I just frankly do not care. That sounds really, really bland to me. Yeah, it's just all the things I don't like about Star Wars. Like, to be completely honest with you, most of the time, it's when Star Wars gets really, really too kidsy where I'm like, just tap out. And that seems to be all this is. And then we've got Star Wars Acolyte here, which is originally reported back in April 2020. The Acolyte is a female-centric Star Wars serial set roughly 100 years prior to the events of Star Wars The Phantom Menace. According to actor Daphne Keene, The Acolyte will explain how Sith infiltrated the Jedi. The Acolyte is a mystery thriller that will take viewers into a galaxy of shadows, secrets, and emerging dark side powers in the final days of the High Republic era. This one, now, I actually am kind of excited about The Acolyte. The premise does sound kind of cool, but to be completely honest with you, I'm just finding it hard to be excited about anything new Star Wars. I'm finding it very difficult when anytime they come up with something brand new, it's either really hit or really miss. The Mandalorian, a hit. Book of Boba Fett, for a lot of people, pretty much a miss. For me, like, eh. Kenobi, a hit for me, a miss for a lot of people. Andor, a big hit. It's like, I know that they need to keep trying new things, but I'm just so nervous about Star Wars becoming that thing that is overdone. And so I'm really unoptimistic about a lot of these TV shows and movies and stuff like that that may or may not ever come, because it's like becoming Marvel. Marvel was great until Endgame, and after that, I was over it. Like, I liked the new Spider-Man movie, you know, some of the other movies I watched and was like, whatever. But I don't need any more Marvel. I really don't. I don't think that I need to watch any more of it. And Star Wars is becoming that for me. There's so many of these things coming out that are just purely okay. It doesn't feel like Star Wars anymore. When the prequel trilogy came out, it was like, this is Star Wars. It's so rare we get a big Star Wars project. When the sequel trilogy came out, it was like, oh my God, Star Wars is back. We're finally getting more Star Wars. It's rare. It's sweet. Let's go. And then when the first TV shows were announced, it was the same feeling. It was like, oh my God, we're getting Star Wars TV shows. Let's watch these. This is like a Christmas, you know? And now there's so many of them out there that the property is getting so diluted and there's no quality control on any of this. None of this stuff is like under firm management that goes, yes, this is going to be, you know, flawlessly done. This is going to be like tons of storyboarding, tons of writers, tons of, you know, input from all these different people to make sure that this is like as peak as it can be. No, there it feels like there's none of that. They throw a project at a director-writer combo and they go, here's the resources, go do it, whatever. There's no oversight, and it just feels like things are getting slapped around willy-nilly, and this property is going in the gutter because of that. And the thing that really freaks me out even more is all of these untitled Star Wars movies that keep getting announced and then canceled and then announced and then canceled. When we do finally get something, it feels like it's going to be a big old turd because Disney finally just wanted to shove something out the window. And they got there, finally. And it's not going to be well thought. It's not going to be well produced. It just makes me extraordinarily nervous, man. And beyond three officially announced projects, there are a number of Star Wars movies that have been reported on externally or teased by Lucasfilm that are seemingly still ongoing concerns. So there's another Rian Johnson trilogy. I actually kind of like Rian Johnson. I just really didn't like The Last Jedi. I love Knives Out, and I really like what he did in Breaking Bad. But him with Star Wars felt really bad. If he brought to the table what he did with Knives Out in a Star Wars movie or trilogy, I think that'd be great. But it just felt like The Last Jedi was his little experiment in the middle of something bigger than that. And it was weak. There's a Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic movie potentially coming out. That'd be cool to see. I doubt it'll happen. Taika Waititi project. Taika Waititi has had the biggest fall off of recent. And I'm wondering if that is going to happen with his Star Wars stuff too. Like, he's just kind of had some major flops recently after being amazing out the gate. So we'll see if that stands. And I forgot there was a Sean Levy project. There's all these things floating around into the universe, and for years now, we haven't gotten any of it. So it just feels like, are we going to get any of it? And if we do get it, is it going to be good? Is this going to be a project that passion was put into it, and it's actually going to make us happy? Make any Star Wars fan happy? Here are the other upcoming Star Wars TV shows. The Bad Batch Season 3, TBD. I get the vibe that's probably going to be next year. And I'm cool with that, Bad Batch. This is sad. I forgot the Bad Batch existed over the past couple months. So that's probably not a good sign from me. Mandalorian Season 4, that's definitely happening. That's like one of the only properties that's like really banging for Star Wars right now. A Droid Story, I really don't care. Lando, I think Donald Glover said he was going to maybe make a return for that. And if he does do that, I'd be pretty excited about that. But it would need to be done right. And I don't know if they got it in. So yeah, it seems like right now Star Wars has almost no direction. It feels very doomed to fail, and it makes me very nervous as a lifelong Star Wars fan, and I'm just not optimistic for the future. I'd love to hear what you guys think in the comment section below, but I'm nervous. I'll see y'all in the next one. Peace.